But now it's time for the news, and Gavin will start with the first of five news slots.
The Norwich Evening News has featured two major stories about transport this week, which have aroused considerable controversy. The Acol Strait has featured frequently in the news, as it is both the location of many accidents and long queues of traffic trying to get to the beaches at Great Yarmouth and Gulston. Gulston Beach was recently voted one of the best beaches on earth, but that, as they say, is another story. Anyway, there was anger as it was announced that putting a dual carriageway on the Acol Strait had been ruled out for at least a decade. In Norwich, meanwhile, a new form of transport has appeared, e-scooters. These e-scooters are also controversial. We will hear later about readers' views on these two stories. And in the information desk, you will be asked if the e-scooters are making life harder for the blind and visually impaired. Other transport stories in the last 2 weeks included a top award for a Norwich station, a new 200 miles per hour electric car made in Norfolk, and delays to improvements on the A47 due to the need to protect water voles. Here is Nikki with the news about the Acol Strait.
The long-called-for dualling of the A47 Acol Strait will not happen for at least another decade, it's been announced, after it was not included in the government's next wave of road schemes. The announcement sparked anger from county councillors, with some frustrated they're now unlikely to see the road between Acol and Great Yarmouth dual during their lifetimes. The road had not been included in the government's road investment strategy for 2020 to 25, but campaigners had hoped it would be included in the next phase for schemes from 2025 to 2030. But at a meeting on Wednesday, officials from Highways England revealed the dualling of the Acol Strait had not been included in the next tranche of schemes. Peter Havlicek, Highways England programme lead for the A47, told Norfolk County Council's Infrastructure and Development Committee that the scheme wasn't included in the next round, and its next chance of getting into the government's thinking wasn't until 2030 to 2040. Colleen Walker, Labour councillor for Maglan Division in Yarmouth, said, "I don't know what to say. This has been going on for so long. We go round and round in circles. We had the snails fiasco. They had to move them and they're now thriving. I just don't know. I give up on it." That was a reference to the little whirlpool ramshorn snail, which is on an international red list of endangered species and which lives in dikes along the Acol Strait. They had been relocated, and a study running until 2023 is checking that the relocation's been successful. Barry Stone, Conservative chairman of the committee, said, "We've always said never in our lifetime, and it looks like it's going to be the case."
First, there were bikes. Then, there were e-bikes. And now, Beryl has brought electric scooters to Norwich. The new scheme, which has seen e-scooters arriving in the city, is part of an agreed 12-month trial with Norfolk County Council and the Department of Transport. Working much in the same way as the bike and e-bike hiring process, the electric scooters will be able to hire via Beryl mobile app. However, unlike the Beryl bikes, those wishing to hire a Beryl e-scooter will be required to provide a valid UK driving licence. While it is currently illegal to ride a privately owned e-scooter on public highway, the Beryl e-scooters will be able to be used on roads, cycle lanes, carriageways and other areas where cycling is permitted. Philip Ellis, the CEO of Beryl, said the scheme was initially launching with 20 e-scooters, but would increase to 100 over the coming weeks. He said the company had put in a number of measures to make sure the new scooters were as safe as possible. He said, "We have a special order from the DFT, which has allowed us to put scooters, particular scooters, on the road. We've implemented driving licence checks on the app." The e-scooters are designed to be used in the same way you would hire a bike. So you would ride them where you would a bike. Definitely no pavements, no dual carriageways and things like that. Undoubtedly, they are an innovation, and we would really encourage people to take extra caution when riding them, and we'll be monitoring them quite closely. However, that controlled approach means we can be as safe as possible. Mr. Ellis said he was optimistic the trial would open e-scooter use to everyone, he said. "Lots of different cities have introduced electric scooters over the last couple of years, and you've seen a lot of usage. People really do take to them. They're a lot of fun and obviously help people get around in a socially distancing way, and long-term in a climate-friendly way," he said.
Lotus has released a new video of its all-electric hypercar being put through its paces at the Norfolk Test Track. At the wheel is Gavin Kershaw, Director of Vehicle Attributes for Lotus, who tested the car around the 2.2-mile track at Hethel with onboard cameras and hit more than 200 miles an hour. Only about 130 models are being made, costing around £2 million each, and production has been delayed by about 6 months because of COVID. The film has been launched as the Avija takes centre stage at this week's Salon Privé Concours d'Elegance Motor Show at Blenheim Palace. Mr. Kershaw reveals how from the earliest discussions about what the Avija should be like, the goal was to create a hypercar with genuine everyday usability. Mr. Kershaw said Lotus cars are very nimble, inspiring great confidence when being driven, and the Avija is no different to that. It's hoped the Avija will be delivered to customers by the middle of next year. Lotus recently brought all the engineering work on the Avija in-house after expanding its team more than 300 workers to around 1,500.
Norwich Station was crowned the Large Station of the Year at this year's National Rail Awards. Judges said the station had been delightfully restored following a number of improvement works between 2017 and 2019. There was a further praise for the station's step-free access and links to rail, bus and taxi services. Jamie Burles, Greater Anglia's Managing Director, said it was great recognition for a station that's seen lots of improvement recently. A much improved layout and more spacious, modern feel to the station, concourse for our customers. The fabric of the building is one thing, but it's our people who make the big difference, so I'm delighted that all the people that work in and operate from the station, as well as those who worked so hard to improve it, have been recognised for a job well done.
A multi-million pound scheme to revamp one of the busiest junctions in Norfolk will only be able to take place after water voles are moved, Highways bosses have revealed. The Thickthorn Junction on the edge of Norwich is due to be changed as part of the £300 million scheme for the A47 between Peterborough and Great Yarmouth. But the changes involve diverting a stream near Heatherset, which is a habitat for water voles, a species which is protected by law under the Wildlife and Countryside Act 1981. Peter Havlicek, the A47 programme manager, revealed the presence of the voles when he gave county councillors an update on the scheme at a recent meeting. He said the interesting thing with this scheme on the ecological front is that we have got the presence of water voles. When asked how many water voles are at the location and where they'd be moved to, Highways England said all the ecology surveys need to be complete before we're in a position to determine the number of water voles and also suitable receptor sites for the translocation of the water voles. Identification and enhancement of the receptor sites to provide local conservation benefit will be determined through engagement with Natural England. It will also be necessary to apply to Natural England for a protected species licence in order to undertake any conservation work relating to the water voles prior to any construction works taking place. Norfolk County Council will also need to give consent before the section of the Cantley stream can be diverted. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust said it would be looking closely at the situation, with water voles having faced serious decline across the country in recent years. Mike Jones, conservation officer at the Trust, said we're aware of the potential impacts of the Thickthorn proposals, but are waiting to see the full results of the surveys in the application, which we understand will be made early next year. Water voles have faced serious declines across the whole country over the last few decades, and it's vital that these works ensure the local water vole population and their habitat is secured and enhanced.